American Language Course, Tape 1206B. Listen to the following conversation.
Hi, Bill. How have you been? Are you feeling better?
Oh, I haven't felt very well, Jim. I have had a sore throat all week. I still have a bad cold and a headache. How are you getting along?
Fine now, thanks. Just fine. But you should go to bed and rest.
No, I have a lot of things to do.
Well, Bill, a month ago I was in Chicago. I also felt bad. I had a small cough. The next day the cough was worse. I didn't know what to do.
What did you do?
Well, I said to myself, I've never been to a doctor here, and I don't know any.
So?
A friend gave me the name and address of his doctor. He recommended him highly. The same afternoon I called on him.
You know, I'm very lucky. I haven't been sick much. I don't get sick easily.
I had to wait a long time in the waiting room. The doctor was very busy with a lot of patients. Finally, he took me in and looked me over carefully. He asked a lot of questions. He said I had the flu. He gave me a shot and said to go to bed for a few days. He gave me a prescription.
Did you get better?
Yes, I did. I took some medicine and went to bed at once. Next morning, I already felt better. You should see your doctor right away.
Thanks, Jim. I should. I don't like to feel sick. I can't do anything then. I just want to sleep.
Okay, go to see a doctor. See you later. Bye now, and thanks for listening.
Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Hi, Bill. How have you been? Are you feeling better?
Oh, I haven't felt very well, Jim. I have had a sore throat all week. I still have a bad cold and a headache. How are you getting along?
Fine now, thanks. Just fine. But you should go to bed and rest.
No, I have a lot of things to do.
Well, Bill, a month ago I was in Chicago. I also felt bad. I had a small cough. The next day the cough was worse. I didn't know what to do.
What did you do?
Well, I said to myself, I've never been to a doctor here. And I don't know any.
So?
A friend gave me the name and address of his doctor. He recommended him highly. That same afternoon, I called on him.
You know, I'm very lucky. I haven't been sick much. I don't get sick easily.
I had to wait a long time in the waiting room. The doctor was very busy with a lot of patients. Finally, he took me in and looked me over carefully. He asked a lot of questions. He said I had the flu. He gave me a shot and said to go to bed for a few days. He gave me a prescription.
Did you get better?
Yes, I did. I took some medicine and went to bed at once. Next morning, I already felt better. You should see your doctor right away.
Thanks, Jim. I should. I don't like to feel sick. I can't do anything then. I just want to sleep.
Okay, go to see a doctor. See you later. Bye now, and thanks for listening.
Listen to these vocabulary exercises and repeat. Sore throat. He has a sore throat. His throat is sore. His sore throat is better. Bad cold. I have a bad cold. My cold is very bad. My cold is worse today. Headache. She has a headache. Her head aches. Her headache is worse. Name and address. What is your name and address? Please tell me your name and where you live. We gave them our names and addresses. Lucky. We're lucky. We have good luck. We're lucky today. Look over. We're looking over the test papers. We always look them over carefully. Feel. She's feeling better now. She feels better today. She'll feel better tomorrow. Rest. He's resting better now. He rests better in the afternoon. He'll rest better tomorrow. He rested badly yesterday. He has rested better lately. Examine. He's examining the patient now. He always examines them carefully. He'll examine a lot of patients. He examined a lot yesterday. He hasn't examined many patients today.
Now let's practice some affirmative and negative statements. Listen and repeat. The train for Chicago has already left. The train for Detroit hasn't left yet. John has already written the sentences. Frank hasn't written them yet. We have already listened to the old tapes. We haven't listened to the new tapes yet. I've already driven John's car. I haven't driven the truck yet. I've already fixed the TV. I haven't fixed the radio yet. The bank is already closed for the day. The drugstore hasn't closed yet.
We'll practice some questions. Notice the use of already and yet. Listen and repeat. Have you already gone to the doctor? Have you gone to the doctor yet? Has Robert already had the flu? Has he had the flu yet? Have we already seen this movie? Have we seen this movie yet? Has Helen already looked over the book? Has she looked over the book yet? Has Jerry already got on the bus? Has he got on the bus yet? Who has already had the flu? Who hasn't had the flu yet? Who has already seen this program? Who hasn't seen this program yet?
What have you already seen? What haven't you seen yet? This is the end of tape 1206B.